different fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today is Thursday, the 27th of November, 2025, with a real feel of 32 degrees Celsius. It's currently 27 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. The government releases $100 million to launch National Solar Initiative. Authorities deploy multi-urgency team following mining effluent spill in Luapula. And U.S. suspends immigration requests for Afghans after National Guard shooting.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The government has released an initial $100 million to kickstart the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative, a major national program aimed at accelerating the development of solar energy using the Constituency Development Fund. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Peary, said the equity financing comprising $40 million from the CDF and $60 million from ZCCMIH is the first phase of the $200 million national investment aimed at enhancing energy security and boosting local government revenue. In a statement, Mr. Peary said the initiative follows a policy directive issued by President Hage Geingob, who instructed that CDF be leveraged to accelerate the adoption of solar solutions across the country. He said under the arrangement, the Ministry of Energy will serve as project manager to its agencies, while the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and ZCCMIH, together with the Ministry of Finance and National Planning, will form a special purpose vehicle to oversee implementation. The government says it has taken swift action following the collapse of a tailings dam at Sinzerg Mine in the district of Luapula province, which released mine effluent into the Mwenso stream and disrupted community livelihoods. Luapula province public relations officer Emmanuel Maseko said a multi-agency team comprising ZEMA, the Department of Water Resources and the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock is on the ground to contain the contamination and assess both the environmental and economic impact. Mr. Maseko said the preliminary findings show that the spill has affected 11 fish farmers, damaging 61 of the 95 ponds and causing widespread fish death as well as crop contamination along the stream. He has stated that clean and safe water is being supplied to affected communities, while residents have been advised not to use water consumed fish from the Mwenso stream.
The provincial administration deeply regrets the tailings dam collapse in Mwenso, and we have moved quickly to protect our communities. A multi-agency team is on the ground containing the spill, and all operations at EZ Mining have been suspended. We are strongly advising residents not to use water from the Mwenso stream or consume fish from the affected areas. Anyone found negligent will face the full force of the law as we work to restore safety and normalcy.
Now, the Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, says Zambia's current credit rating continues to signal the international markets that the country remains in a state of debt default, sending a negative message to potential investors. Speaking during Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, CTPD public finance researcher Robert Mwale has noted that despite progress made in debt restructuring negotiations, major rating agencies still classify Zambia as being in default, a status that significantly undermines investor confidence. He has explained that such ratings create the perception that Zambia has not yet stabilized its fiscal position, making the country less attractive to foreign investment. Mr. Mwale has further stated that poor credit ratings not only discourage investors, but also worsen the cost of living by keeping borrowing costs high, limiting economic growth, and reducing the government's ability to finance essential services.
The rating tells the financier what is the risk that is involved in giving money to Zambia. And then the rating also can attract or scare the investors away. So investors do not want to be in a country that has got a bad rating because the environment in that country is not stable. So they will not prefer to be in that country. So it affects whether you have investors come to invest in your country or you have people not come to invest in your country. Ultimately, the rating will affect the cost of living of the citizens.
Now, the Operation Young Vote, OYV, has commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia for extending the ongoing mass voter registration exercise by an additional 3 days, describing the move as a clear demonstration of the Commission's responsiveness to public concerns. OYV Executive Director Gesny Renda said the extension reflects ECZ's continued commitment to ensuring that every eligible citizen is given a fair and reasonable opportunity to register and participate in the country's democratic process. Mr. Nyirenda has noted that the decision will greatly benefit citizens, particularly in safeguarding their fundamental right to vote. He said the brief extension provides an important window for individuals who may have faced challenges earlier to access registration services, which have now been expanded beyond traditional centres to include Shoprite outlets nationwide.
We further want to encourage all those that registered in 2020-2021 to ensure that they check their wallets, they check their purses, handbags, drawers, and wherever they may have kept their voters' card, to ensure that it is available and keep it safe and secure. If they cannot find it and suspect that it may have been lost or it is damaged, they should quickly get running and replace their card, because this may be the final chance until we go to the polls on August 13th, 2026.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia's annual rate of inflation for November has slowed to 10.9%, down from 11.9% recorded in October 2025. Speaking during a press briefing, Zambia Statistics Agency Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda said the decline is mainly attributed to price movements in non-food items. Mrs. Mudenda has explained that annual food inflation for November 2025 stood at 13.9% compared to 14.1% in October 2025, while annual non-food inflation dropped to 6.6% from 8.7% the previous month. She has further reported that the cumulative total trade for the period January to October 2025 was 550.7 billion kwacha, up from 468.4 billion kwacha recorded during the same period in 2024, representing a 17.6% increase.
On average, prices of goods and services increased by 10.9% between November 2024 and November 2025. And this development was attributed to price movements in non-food items. We have a look at the annual food and non-food inflation for the month of November. For the annual food inflation, this decreased to 13.9% from 14.1% in October 2025. And this was on account of price movements in cereals, which included breakfast mealie-meal, roller mealie-meal, maize grain, SAM, and the wheat flain household flour. Also price movements in the fruit group, which included pineapples, watermelon, and avocados.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
To the vast swath of North America, the U.S. has suspended processing all immigration requests from Afghans after an Afghan man was identified as the suspect in the shooting of two National Guard soldiers near the White House. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said the decision was made pending a review of security and vetting protocols. The suspect of Wednesday's shooting, which left two National Guard members critically injured, is said to have arrived in the U.S. from Afghanistan in September 2021. The BBC has more on other stories.
The South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has criticised President Trump's announcement that South Africa won't be invited to next year's G20 summit in Florida. In a statement on social media, Mr. Trump repeated the widely discredited claim that genocide is being